This podcast is brought to you by Blue Violet Productions, LLC. We create documentaries that entertain, enlighten, and inspire. Please visit our website at www.blue-violetproductions.com. Hello, this is Monica, the Quintessential Christian, and this is the 27th episode of my new podcast, Quintessential Christian Encounters. Quintessential Christian Encounters is about everyday experiences from a Christian perspective. What sets us apart as Christians is often tested during strange, unpleasant, or unwanted encounters. During the Quintessential Christian Encounters podcast, I will describe these encounters and offer a biblical perspective on how we as Christians should respond. Occasionally, I will be joined by a special guest who will also share an encounter with you. Ultimately, I'm hoping that podcasters will learn that the Word of God is applicable in every aspect of our lives. It's been an interesting week. I saw a commercial. The commercial had an African-American man in it, and he appeared to be in a classroom setting, a learning environment. And of course, as the commercial continues, you learn that it's Core Civic. And these are individuals that manage prisons. I was taken aback. I could not believe that there is a commercial seemingly advertising, promoting, you know, individuals to go to prison and get your education. Go to prison and come out with a degree. I could not believe it. There are 3 million people in jail and prison today, far outpacing population growth and crime. Between 1980 and 2015, the number of people incarcerated increased from roughly 500,000 to 2.2 million. Despite making up close to 5% of the global population, the U.S. has nearly 25% of the world's prison population. While African Americans and Hispanics make up 32% of the U.S. population, they make up 56% of the U.S. incarcerated population. African Americans are incarcerated at more than 5 times the rate of whites. The imprisonment rate for African American women is twice that of white women. Spending on prisons and jails has increased at triple the rate of spending on pre-K through 12 public education in the last 30 years. Prisons are overpopulated. Since 1970, our incarcerated population has increased by 700%. Since 1991, the rate of violent crime in the U.S. has fallen by about 20%, while the number of people in prison or jail has risen by 56%. If African Americans and Hispanics were incarcerated at the same rates as whites, prisons and jail populations would decline by almost 46%. What am I saying to you? I am telling you that this is a money-making industry. Core Civic, they're advertising because they need to fill their prisons. That is their mission. Fill their prisons. Globally, the U.S. ranks 13 in education. Iceland's number one. Could the money that the U.S. is spending on the privatization of prisons be better spent on education? I would say so. There are 158 private prisons in the U.S. The U.S. spent $3.9 billion on private U.S. jails and prisons. And this is a 2023 statistic. And that's more than any other country. There are 96,730 inmates, approximately 8% of the state and federal population. Core Civic owns and manages the private prisons in the U.S. As of 2021, the state of Florida had the highest number of prisoners held in private prisons in the U.S., with a total of 11,712 prisoners, followed by Texas, Tennessee, Arizona, and Georgia. You may have seen one of CoreCivic's commercials this week as well. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about them advertising or promoting prison? Come to prison and leave with an education. I would argue that there's a better way to get a degree. We refer to it as high school and college. CoreCivic has one mission: fill the prisons. I'm here today to encourage you to reject this mindset and tell CoreCivic and our leaders, we're not going to fill the prisons. We're going to fill the schools instead. Why did I mention our leaders? Because CoreCivic receives its funding through the federal government. I want to encourage you not to support CoreCivic's ideology. Don't buy their stock, and don't buy into the idea that we need to put people in cages, regardless of whether or not they're guilty, just to make a profit. Today's applicable scripture comes to you from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, English Standard Version. For the love of money is the root of every evil, which some, having aspired after, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows. Thank you for showing up this week to listen to another Quintessential Christian Encounter. Please share your feedback at monica@quintessentialchristianencounters.com. Remember, there are no perfect people, but we can all strive to be better. Be better tomorrow. Thank you.